Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We give God praise for today. God is a good God all the time, and all the time our God is good. Welcome to our virtual service. Welcome to New Creation Church. We thank God for you tuning in to us today. We believe that your life is going to be radically changed for the better as we go along with our worship service and our worship experience with God. The Bible says there's a coming a day, and I believe we are living in that day where the true worshipers are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. So I thank God that we came to church. We came to hear a word from the Lord. We came to give him praise because we are a true worshiping people. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
So I believe by faith that you have a praise on reserve during this pandemic. I believe by faith that the Bible is going to come true in my life and in your life, that it says if we be not weary in well doing, you and I will reap and receive a harvest if we faint not. In other words, if we don't quit, better days are coming. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we don't give up on God, the best is yet to come.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, if we stay in the word and stay in faith, I am a Bible believing person that greater is on the way in the name of Jesus. So get ready to receive. Get ready to have an impartation into your life. Get ready for God to bless you and bless you indeed. He's about to enlarge your territory. He's about to anoint you with a new anointing. And you're about to experience something that you never experienced before in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to go into a word of prayer. Amen. And I just thank God that where two or more are gathered in the name of God, the Bible says he will be in the middle of us. So we're not by ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of the living God is right here. It's right here on these airways. It's right with you at Blog Talk Radio, you Facebook Live. We thank God that we're not doing this by ourselves, but the presence of God is with us. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we call upon you today. Father, somebody needs to hear a word from the Lord.
Yes,
we bless your name on today. You say, hallelujah, that you sent your Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes,
so, God, by faith right now, we came to this service. By faith, God, we are seeing and we are hearing and believing you that the word that's going to be deposited in our lives, it will not come back empty, it will not come back void, but it will accomplish what you send it to do.
Yes.
Right now, God, I'm praying for every family listening. I'm praying for every marriage that is tuned in. I'm praying for every single mom and every believer in the name of Jesus,
yes,
that God, you are going to do something mighty in their lives. Oh, come on, people of God, in the name of Jesus. The word said it's not going to be by power, it's not going to be by might, but it's going to be by his Spirit. And by the Spirit of the living God, I'm praying for the anointing of God to hit your life like never before. I'm praying for God to bless you and to overwhelm you on this holiday weekend. I'm praying and believing God for you that you're not just going to survive this pandemic, but you're going to succeed in the middle of the pandemic. In the name of Jesus. So God, have your way. Heal the sick right now. Hallelujah. We're speaking right now to every infirmity. We're speaking to diabetes. We're speaking to cancer. We're speaking to arthritis. We're speaking to migraine headaches. In the name of Jesus, every disease, every sickness, every pain, every ailment, every affliction and infirmity, we take authority right now in the name of Jesus. And we say to everybody listening, bodies be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I don't care if it's hereditary. I don't care if it's been in your family. I don't care if it's in the bloodline. By the word of Jesus, you are healed today. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody's still waiting on the healing, and God has already healed you. You're just waiting on the manifestation of the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, Pastor. I feel the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I feel the anointing rising up in the people of God on today. In the name of Jesus. The devil thought he had you, but he had to let you go. God showed you through this whole process what you're made of. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, you're stronger than you've ever been in your entire life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your faith is bigger than you thought it was. In the name of Jesus, God's going to turn that marriage around. God's going to turn that relationship around. God is already working on your money situation. Come on, receive it by faith. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of our graduates during this 2020 season. God's going to give you so much money, so much success, so much promise and prominence because you worked hard in the name of Jesus. And God's word is not going to come back empty. So you hang in there and stay encouraged. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying for our young people. We're praying for our senior citizens. We are praying in the name of Jesus for every single parent. You are struggling, but you're going to get through it in the name of Jesus. Even you who are waiting on that significant other, I'm believing by faith that God is going to give you the desires of your heart. Oh, glory be to God. Live by faith and not by sight. My wife, Pastor, said, faith is not a feeling, but it is the way that the Christian got to live. The just shall live by faith. This is not a choice for us believers. If you're born again, this is a lifestyle. Come on. In the name of Jesus, I understand there's so many people putting forth their agenda, but we are about kingdom. We are the kingdom church. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we are new creation, and we are kingdom-minded. So I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus, as God is healing you, as God is delivering you, as God is prospering you, that you're going to take your blessed self and be a blessing to somebody else. Oh, my God, the word says it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm going to say that one more time. The word, the Bible declares that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And God is about to bless you so abundantly that you're about to be a blessing into somebody else's life in the mighty name of Jesus. So be encouraged, you who are discouraged. You who are frustrated, walk by faith and not by sight. You who almost gave up and you tuned into this broadcast, God has a word for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That thing will overwhelm you. It's not going to overtake you. It's not going to outlast you. But you tuned in today because you have faith. And the Bible says, without that, we cannot please our God. As we go into praise, as we go into worship, hallelujah. Can we just give God a praise just for a few seconds? Caleb's coming to change, and we're going into a spirit of praise in the name of Jesus. Just for 1 minute, give God a praise. He woke you up today. I told you somebody wanted to get up today, and they could not get up. It's all in the will of God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. He woke you up. He put blood in your body once again. Yes. He gave you oxygen once again. Hallelujah. You opened your eyes and you could see. Hallelujah. You woke up and you could hear. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. That's why we say he's good all the time. Yes. And that's why David said, I will bless the Lord.
Yes.
At all times.
Yes.
His praise shall always be in my mouth.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I know I'm in good company.
Amen.
Those of you who are watching, those of you who are listening, I know you're a praiser. I know you're a worshiper.
Yes, God.
So we win already. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
So receive Caleb. Keep that spirit of praise stirred up in the name of Jesus. For these next couple of moments together, this next hour or whatever, so together, let's get our minds on Jesus. And take our minds off of our problems. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Receive her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We need more of you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're chasing after you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Chasing after you, God.
I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do.
Yes.
Cause I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do. Cause I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do.
Yes.
And I need you more and more.
Come on, we're going after
God. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do.
Thank
you, Lord. And I need you more and more. More and more. More and more. More and more.
Yes, I love it. Come on.
More and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do.
Hallelujah.
I need you more and more.
Hallelujah.
I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do. Cause I need you more and more.
Don't you need them?
More and more.
I need them.
Yes.
More and more.
I want more, God.
More and more.
More and more. Come on, church.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's go to God.
I'm praising my way through just to be focused on you. I'm chasing after you.
Yes, lift up a praise.
I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be closer to you.
Hey, we're going up to God today.
I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing after you.
Go ahead. Go
after you.
Yeah.
I'm praising my way through.
We're going to praise through it.
To be closer to you. I'm praising after you. I'm praising after you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm chasing after you.
Yes.
I'm chasing after you.
After God, yes.
I'm praising my
way. Praise your way through it. I'm praising through it.
Just to be closer to you. I'm praising
I hope I'm not too late. Have your way, God. Have your way. Yes, come on, we're crying out to God today.
It's me, oh Lord, I'm on my knees.
Jesus, bless you. Bless him.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Everything else will.
Nothing else matters, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You're worthy, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah, Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. Give me you. Hallelujah. Give me you. Give me you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you, Lord. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not too late, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we worship you, oh, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we're thirsting after you. We are hungering after you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we are seeking after you, God. Hallelujah. Everything else can wait. God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Right where you are, praise God. Right where you are, worship God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship your name. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Ooh,
Hallelujah.
He's worthy, church. Yes, he is. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
is. He's worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody got that in your belly. I feel that thing in my belly. Hallelujah. I'm not here. Hallelujah. When I came up to preach, but I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got this praise in my belly. I got this praise. Hallelujah. I'm praising God. Hallelujah. Because I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm praising God because he's worthy. I'm praising God because he's been so good to me. Hallelujah. I'm praising God just because he's God. Come on and praise God.
Just because he's God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you just got to press through. Hallelujah. We get so used to form and fashion and, okay, we're going to do this A, B, C, and D, but how about we just praise him? Hallelujah. How about we just worship God? Hallelujah. How about he interrupts the program? Come on. Hallelujah. We give him some praise. Hallelujah. One more time. Let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
My God, you're worthy, God. You are worthy, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. I feel God.
Amen.
Pastor, you said it earlier. I feel God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Grab your Bible. Yeah. And there is a word from the Lord. Grab your Bible. Turn with me to the book of Mark.
All right.
Amen. Amen. God, it's good. It's good to see everybody in church today, virtually. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I probably can't see all of you, but I did see some of you coming in
And I thank God for each and every one of you who have pressed your way to be in the sanctuary on today. We welcome you. Amen. And for those who are watching via replay or YouTube, we welcome you. Amen. God bless you. Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 4, verse 30. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that lie in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs, and shoots out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them. And they were able to hear it. They were able to understand it.
Amen.
But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples.
Mm.
When they were alone, he broke it down to them so that what they could not understand, they were able to understand. And the same day, verse 35, and the same day when the evening was come, he says unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Come on.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships.
Mm-hmm.
And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we give you all glory, all honor, and all praise, O God. Hallelujah. O God, hallelujah. You are worthy. Lord, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah, for being in our midst on today, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us together, O God. Hallelujah, in this service, O God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you have your way. Lord, we ask that you, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you heal the sick, that you encourage the discouraged on today, God, that you open prison doors, oh God, that you, oh God, hallelujah, do what only you can do, save souls and change lives, oh God, set the captive free, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, use me, your woman servant, for your glory, God, touch the hearts of those who are listening, God. Hallelujah. And at the end of this time, oh God, we'll be ever so careful to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious Master's name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And let the people of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Touch yourself and say, it's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Type it in there. Hallelujah. It's going to be,
all right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right.
All right.
got a feeling everything's gonna be alright. I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright.
Come on and praise God. You got that feeling.
I got the feeling that everything is gonna be alright. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here in the scripture we have Jesus. Hallelujah. And I started from verse 30. Amen. Hallelujah. Just to let you know, hallelujah, that your walk with God is about kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Our walk with God today is about kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And that word kingdom, if we want to break it down into one word, is dominion. Yeah. Dominion. The dominion of God in the lives of the people, hallelujah, that entrust their lives to him. Amen.
Amen.
Are you one who entrusts your life to Jesus? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Is Jesus Lord and Savior over your life? Amen. Hallelujah. But when we trust God and we put God, hallelujah, on the throne of our lives, amen, we can have that feeling every single day that everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. God has dominion, hallelujah, in the earth realm. Yeah. He's given us all dominion and we have all authority. But we have to realize that God did not leave us here by ourselves. Oh my God. There are some situations in life that will make you ask, where is God? Hallelujah. What is God doing? Amen. Hallelujah. I always tell people, God is right there in the middle of that situation, stopping it from being worse.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. God ain't left you. Hallelujah. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's right there. Hallelujah. Holding back the hand of the devil. Wow. Holding back the hand of the enemy. Turbulence will come in your life.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah. But God is still in control. Come on, somebody. Trouble will come. But God is still in control. I'm convinced of that. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That no matter what comes your way, you can trust God.
He's there.
Because he's still there. And he's still in control. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So Jesus was preaching to them about the kingdom of God. And he said the kingdom is like that little mustard seed. It's the smallest seed of all. Hallelujah. But when it is planted and when it begins to grow, it's a place that the birds can come and find safety. They can lodge in the branches and they can just begin to dwell there in safety. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so is our faith. Amen. We have been given that measure of faith. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that you have faith as a mustard seed. Come on. Hallelujah. You only need a little bit of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And that faith, hallelujah, as you exercise it through your experience with God, as God brings you through different things in life, that faith will grow. Come on. That faith will continue to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you will have faith to make it. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You don't have to fake it until you make it, but God will give you faith to make it. Come on, somebody.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You know, when I was in the world, we had this saying, fake it until you make it.
That was the saying, yep.
You know, first of all, if I'm faking, I'm a hypocrite. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't have time to be faking. Amen. I might lose my mind in the middle of faking stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we don't have enough wherewithal to make it while we fake it. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
But when you face it, amen, when you have enough faith to say, look, I might can't do this. I can barely handle this, but I have a God who's still in control. I have a God who's not going to leave me or forsake me.
That's right.
I have a God who is not going to abandon me in the middle of my storm. I have a God who's not going to abandon me in the middle of my trouble. Hallelujah. I don't have to fake it until I make it. I just have to have enough faith to make it through.
Jesus.
You just need enough faith
to make it through.
Uh-huh.
You just need to believe God and hold on to God long enough to come to the end of this pandemic.
Speak, Lord.
We're in the pandemic.
It's gonna,
my God.
It's going to end. Yes.
Who knew? Who knew that we were going to be going through something so turbulent? Who knew that we would still be in the middle of it 4 months later? March, April, May,
sure.
April, May, June, July, 4 months later. We're still in the middle of it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Much like Noah when he went in the ark, the Bible says that the waters of the earth were over the earth for 150 days.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, by my calculation, that's about 5 months.
Come on, Pastor. Yep.
That's about 5 months. So something good is getting ready to happen in August. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 God showed me in a dream the waters on the earth. Amen. Just the other day, last week when we were in service, I talked about we were preaching. After we preached, Kayla looked out the window and she said, why is there so much water on the ground?
That's right.
And I shared with them that I had a dream that a dam, that something had burst open and that waters were all over the ground.
Uh-huh.
That waters were sprouting out. And we went out there and there was a fire hydrant that had let loose and waters were all over the earth.
Yes.
And months ago, about 3 months ago, at the beginning of this, God showed me that he was washing the earth. Oh, come on, somebody.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And then as I was studying his word, I heard 2 days ago, I had another dream, hallelujah, that a floodgate had opened up. Wow. So I went and I looked at the word floodgate, hallelujah, and I found the hallelujah. That's when I found this thing about Noah. I know I'm off my text. But that's when I found this thing about Noah. And as I was looking, it said that God opened the floodgates of heaven and began to pour out water on the earth, and the water filled the earth. The ark began to float on the waters, and the waters were over the earth for 150 days. Hallelujah. Before Noah began to send out the birds. Amen. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is that God reminded me last night, Pastor, that he's washing the earth.
Amen. Amen.
God is cleansing the earth just like he did in the days of Noah.
That's right.
He was cleansing the earth.
Come on, yeah.
And God is again cleansing the earth. Hallelujah. But I was here, stay in the ark, stay in the ark. And I'm like, God, that, what are you saying? You know, and he was saying, stay in the ark, my God. Hallelujah. Don't be so quick, amen, to get back out, hallelujah, to do what you used to do, my God. And then God took it a little bit further. I'm in the prophetic now. I know I'm preaching. I got a word. I'm coming back to it. But God took it a little bit further, and he said, when you get out of the ark, it cannot be that you go back to life as usual.
Oh, God.
We've been hearing about this thing called the new norm. A new norm. That means that we're not going back to doing life the way we used to do it. Come on, somebody. A new norm. God is talking to us about a new norm. Hallelujah. And the norm that he's talking to us about today is a kingdom norm. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish somebody would hear God on today. Hallelujah. I need my people, hallelujah, to put me back on the throne of their lives. Hallelujah. I have shown you, I can take away all of your pleasures. I have shown you that everything can be shut down. I have shown you. The Bible says, I'm not even preaching from Noah, but the Bible says that the Lord shut them in the boat. He shut them in the ark. Hallelujah. And have not we been shut in?
Wow.
We have been shut in. And God says, after this shut in, I need you to go and show out for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I need you to go and show the world who I am.
Come on now.
For real.
Yes, God.
Somebody say for real.
Thank you.
So that's how God was dealing with me as I was preparing for this word. And he was dealing with me in the prophetic. And then he showed me the rainbow and the promise that he would never again destroy the earth by water.
Amen.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Oh, God. Y'all got to hear God.
God said, I will never destroy the earth again by waters. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. So even though the waters have been coming in my dream, God is saying, I'm showing you by the water that I'm not destroying the earth, but what I'm doing is cleansing the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is taking control again of the earth realm.
Yes, right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we have to operate in kingdom. Hallelujah. So Jesus was teaching. See, Jesus came to teach the kingdom of the Lord. He came to teach kingdom. He came to preach the kingdom. Go ahead and give God some praise. Go ahead and praise
Hallelujah.
Him. You might as well go ahead and praise
Thank
Him because God's getting ready to use you
Glory
to shift your own atmosphere. Amen.
Yes,
he
God,
sent
God.
Me to tell you that this pandemic, this trouble in the earth, everything that's going on in the earth did not come to destroy you. It came to equip you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and God is getting you ready for greater. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're not going under. You're going over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not over. It's just the beginning. Hallelujah. It's a new beginning. Come on, somebody say it's my new beginning.
This is my new beginning.
Oh, I'm in the prophetic. I got the word, but God
yes.
got me prophesying right now. It's a new beginning.
Oh,
it's
yes.
a new beginning.
Yes.
Somebody needs to hear that.
Glory.
God is giving you a new beginning. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's some stuff still hanging over your head, but God says, you get ready to come through this to the other side, and I'm bringing you to a new beginning. I'm getting ready to erase the mistakes of your past. Somebody needs to hear God on today. God says, I'm giving you favor with man. Hallelujah. God says, a lot of things that were meant to destroy you, I'm not going to let destroy you. I'm getting ready to change your circumstances supernaturally. Somebody needs to hear God on today. God is getting ready to change your circumstances supernaturally.
I don't use you. Yes, yes.
And that's why he didn't let me preach about Noah, because he said, Rebecca, it's a different thing going on in the earth realm. He says, I want the people to know, hallelujah, that they already have a word over their lives, hallelujah, and not like Noah, there's not punishment for this preparation. Oh my God. My God, Jesus told, Pastor says, say it again. He says, I want people to know that there's already a word over their lives, and not like Noah, where there was punishment. But in this situation, it's like my apostles and my disciples, that is preparation.
Uh-huh.
And that God
That's
is preparing
good.
You to get to the other side, because there's some things that he has for you to do on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to get to the other side. Come on. God, Jesus, after he taught about the kingdom, after he expounded on the scripture,
mm-hmm.
it says that same day he told the apostles, come, let's go to the other side.
That's right.
He said, come, let's go to the other side.
The other side.
They got in the boat, Pastor,
uh-huh.
and there were some little boats with them alongside of them. Hallelujah. Because when God gets ready to take you somewhere, there will always be people that will attach themselves to you. Hallelujah. For one reason or another.
Come on.
Some will attach themselves to you to help you to get to where you're going. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Others will attach themselves to you to try to stop you from getting where you're
wow.
going. And then there will be some who will just be spectators. They just want to see where you're going.
You're going.
And they want to see if God is real.
Right.
And they want to see if God's going to really do what he said he was going to do in your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So there were some little ships along with them. Hallelujah. They were traveling, and Jesus was in the boat. And they said Jesus went to sleep on the pillow. And as they were in the boat, they said a storm came. Oh, God.
That's right.
And that's why God told me that there's going to be some turbulence. I said, God, what is the word for your people in the middle of the turbulence? Even last week, I went through some emotional turbulence. Hallelujah. I talked to my doctor. Hallelujah. and was told that I had to have a procedure, and it took my spirit down. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And I began to have some emotional turbulence. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, was right there with me to comfort me. Hallelujah. And he brought me through the time of turbulence. And that's what God sent me to tell you. I'm going to bring you through the time of turbulence.
Come on, Pastor. Jeez.
God wants you to have a blessed assurance that he's going to bring you through the time of turbulence.
All right.
Somebody praise God because you're coming in. Yeah.
Coming through.
Come on, coming through. Come on, hallelujah. I'm coming through.
Oh, God.
This time of turbulence. I'm coming through. And just like I woke up the next day and everything was great.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got some rest and I woke up and I was feeling good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy really does come in the morning. Yeah, it does. Hallelujah. So there will be turbulence in life. But when the turbulence comes, remember that God is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that God is with you. He told Joshua, just like I was with Moses, I'm going to
be with you.
He told us in the word, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Lo, I am always with you.
Right.
God, has anybody been through a test or a trial and you know God was with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know for sure God was with you.
Yes.
You know that you would never have made it had it not been for the Lord on your side. Hallelujah. How many of you can say, I look back over my life and I think things over? Hallelujah. And I thank God for bringing me through. God didn't let me drown. God didn't let me go under. God didn't let me die. But God brought me out. My enemies came against me, but God said, no, and God, he fought for me. Does anybody have a testimony? Hallelujah.
Oh, I love it.
with a muzzle, to be kept in check, oh God.
So Jesus put the wind and the sea in check. And that's what God does with your problems. He puts them in check. Come on, somebody. Check this, Lord. We need to walk around saying, check this, God. Check this, Jesus. Check this, Lord.
Amen.
Well, you got to deal with something, and the devil comes and tries to get you in your emotions, you got to say, check this, Jesus. God, why don't you go ahead and check this, Lord? Come on, somebody. When you got something that you can't handle, when you have things that you feel like you can't handle happening in your life, go ahead and say, Lord, why don't you go ahead and check this for me? Check this in the name of Jesus. But you can tell that thing, peace, be still.
The word,
Come on and praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You can tell, you can tell it, peace, be still. When your past comes and tries to accuse you,
peace, be still.
You can tell that thing, peace, be still. Because
right,
it's not just your past, it's the demons underneath there.
Mm.
It's the accuser. Mm-hmm. The Bible says that the devil is the accuser of the brethren.
That's what he does.
So it's not just what happened. It's the demons that want to keep reminding you of what happened. It's the evil spirits that want to keep you in bondage. It's the evil spirits that don't want you to be free. It's the evil spirits that don't want you to be healed in your mind.
Come on, Pastor.
Keep rewinding an event, a bad occasion. Hallelujah. To keep, get you to keep rehearsing the feelings, the familiar spirits, the feelings that you've gotten so accustomed to. They don't bring you comfort. They're uncomfortable and they're painful, but at least they're familiar. The feelings that want you to make you feel you're not pretty enough, that you're not smart enough, that you're not anointed enough, that God didn't choose you, and God didn't call you. And who are you to think you can do that? And who are you to think that you can graduate from college? Who are you to think that you can preach the gospel?
Come on,
who are you to think that you could be a great speaker? Who are you to think that you could be a teacher or a doctor? Who are you to think that God's going to do anything great through you?
Familiar spirit.
Familiar, accusing, lying spirit.
Yes,
somebody say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Good teacher.
Emotions.
Wow.
Emotions. Somebody say faith is not a feeling.
Faith is not a feeling.
But fear is.
Fear is. Wow.
Faith is not a feeling, but fear is.
Wow.
How many of you know you can't feel faith? I mean, faith is like, it's like, it's almost impossible to feel faith.
No,
you can feel confident,
but not faith.
Confidence is a fruit of feeling. Confidence is a fruit of having faith.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Feeling confident is a fruit of having faith.
Yeah.
But fear, Proverbs says, don't be afraid of sudden fear.
It comes like that.
See, you can feel fear.
Mm-hmm.
See, I feel afraid. I'm scared. That means you are feeling fear.
Right, right.
And fear is a familiar spirit. Because fear has been with you since you were a child.
Wow.
When you were scared of the boogeyman in your closet or under your bed. When you were scared that your mama wouldn't approve of you or daddy would be mad at you. When you were scared to get a whooping. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When you were scared to get in trouble, you felt that thing.
It's a feeling.
When you start to stand up for public speaking, fear comes. It's sudden fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's distressing. Your heart starts pumping Kool-Aid, and you feel like you're going to fall out or faint or die. Hallelujah. But then after it's all over, you could push through the fear.
Wow.
Yeah. You find out that you're still here, that you didn't fall out. You didn't faint. You didn't die. As a matter of fact, everything really was all right. Come on, somebody. You came through it with victory. You came through it with flying colors. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fear is just a feeling. It's an emotion.
Wow.
It's the opposite of faith, which is not an emotion, but faith is a gift, hallelujah, that you make a decision to use. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
And as that gift comes in, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
So as you hear the word of God, your faith grows like that mustard seed tree. Hallelujah. And your faith gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So then when trouble comes, you're like Clark Kent turning into Superman. My God. My God. My God. You have so much confidence that nothing can stop you.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. That nothing can deter you. Hallelujah. Nothing can scare you. Because you got faith not in yourself. Faith not in your faith, but faith in your God.
Faith in God.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Faith is a decision that we make to use the gift. It's a gift that we make to use. It's a gift that we make a decision to use. Hallelujah. We've all been given a measure of faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's received by the preaching of the word.
Amen.
And that's why I came here to tell you that everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I want you to just let your faith, hallelujah, elevate, like I said last week. Hallelujah. To elevate your faith, to keep coming and keep hearing and keep believing and keep praising God and keep coming and keep hearing and keep believing and keep praising God and keep coming and keep hearing and keep believing and keep praising God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Bible says, hallelujah, that immediately as Jesus spoke, everything, the storm ceased. And I heard God said the storm is about to cease in your life. The storm is about to cease in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus looked at them and he said, why? How is it? He didn't even say why. He said, how is it that you have no faith? How is it? That you know, and that's how we are. We could be big and bold, and we're going around and we're talking, and we're talking a good talk. But then when trouble comes, it's like we don't have no faith.
Come on here.
Trouble comes, and there's no faith to be found. And Jesus is saying, how is it that when things were good and I was running around healing people, laying hands on people and setting people free and feeding 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves, you had all this faith in me. But in the middle of a storm with me right here with you, you tell me you're going to perish. How are you going to perish with God on your side? How are you going to perish if God's for you? How are you going to perish? Hallelujah. There is no perishing in Christ. My God, even death has been defeated by the cross of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You will get to the other side in the name of Jesus. Oh, you serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. There's nothing too hard for our God. He can do all things. But now, God is a promise keeper. He swore by himself that he would bring you through every trial, every trouble. You got to praise God because you're still here. Come on, give God praise.
Don't be okay. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on and praise God. I'm not going to tell you everything's going to be all right. Come on and praise God. Come on and glorify God. Come on and magnify his name. Come on, if you know everything's going to be all right, come on, go ahead and go for it. Come on and enter in. Come on and open your mouth. Come on and give God. Come on, go ahead and disrupt your neighborhood. Go ahead and disrupt your whole house. Disrupt your God. Disrupt God. Wherever you are, tell yourself everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling that God's working it out. I got a feeling that there's joy in the Lord. I got a feeling that there's victory on the other side. Yeah. I can face tomorrow because I know who holds my tomorrow. God said, I'm talking kingdom. I'm talking dominion. Jesus is on the throne. And no weapon formed against me can prosper. Come on, put those hands together and give God some praise. Nowhere. I don't care what you face this week.
Nothing's going to destroy you.
I don't care what you're facing now.
Nothing.
I do care, but I'm saying it doesn't matter.
Nowhere.
It's how hard it gets. It's not going to destroy you.
Wow.
It's not going to take you out. Don't let sudden fear make you afraid. Sudden death, devastation, sudden bad news, sudden tragedies and traumas, sudden outlooks of things that you have to go through unexpectedly. Don't let that stuff make you afraid. Because Jesus might sleep, but God never sleeps us alone.
Amen.
Man might sleep, but God never sleeps or slumbers.
Yes, yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
God is for you. And you're coming out of this. And you're going to get to the other side. And everything really is going to be all right.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. 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 So God's praise and kill y'all. Hallelujah. When God is so good to you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God, you got to say, I don't care who looking. I don't care how it looks. I got to praise my God. Because he's worthy. God is worthy. God, you're so worthy. I love you, Jesus. I love you. He said, if you're ashamed of me in public, I'll be ashamed of you. Oh, God, I'm not ashamed to give my God praise. Somebody praise him. He's worthy. God says, I'm looking for those who will worship me in spirit and in truth. Do you have a worship for your God? Do you have a praise for him?
Hallelujah.
That's it. Praise him for your breakthrough that's coming.
Wow.
I said praise God for your breakthrough that's coming.
It's coming. It's on the way. That's good.
There's a breakthrough coming.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough.
There's a breakthrough.
Uh-huh.
My God, somebody needs to go ahead and receive
yes.
that.
I receive.
Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we praise your name.
Hallelujah.
We worship you, God. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you are worthy. Oh, God. You are worthy of our praise, God. God, we praise you today. We thank you for your word, God. Although you gave us power, you didn't leave us out here by ourselves. Oh, God, you're still working in us and through us and for us. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Happy
Hallelujah. Happy Hallelujah. God is healing. Come on, go ahead and enter into that place of worship with him. Hallelujah. He's healing.
Thank you, God.
He's destroying yokes. Yokes that are trying to destroy you.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is breaking some stuff up. He's breaking some stuff up. Hallelujah. It's never this enemy. This enemy, this enemy, you will see no more. This thing that's been coming against you, I'm removing it. I'm bringing you through it. I'll bring you to the other side of it. And this enemy, you will see no more. I'm bringing peace to your home. I'm bringing your children back. Oh, God, delivering your kids.
Yes.
I'm bringing them out. They're coming out in the name of Jesus. I'm turning your financial situation around, says the Lord.
Yes.
I'm making a way out of no way. Somebody needs God to make a way out of no way. God says, I'm bringing, oh my God, a way out of no way. Oh God, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
And even as I was preparing, God said, don't forget the miracle. Don't forget the miracle of how Jesus quieted the storm in the middle of it. How they were in the middle of the storm, and Jesus came and made the whole sea be still.
Uh-huh.
How he made the wind stop blowing. God says, I am a God of miracles, and I'm getting ready to release miracles.
Amen.
In the lives of my people.
Amen.
If they could just open up their capacity of their faith to believe that I am still the God of miracles.
Yes, God.
I am the God that is the master of the storm.
Amen.
And I can bring peace to every turbulent thing that's attacking you in your life.
Yes,
God. So God, I speak and I pray over every person under the sound of my voice. God, I pray over every turbulent thing that they are experiencing in their lives. And God, I speak peace be still over every storm, over every wind, still every which way they turn, trouble on every side, the winds of life. I speak peace be still over the waters that are trying to drown them, over the things that are making them feel like they're going under. I speak peace be still in the name of Jesus. I put you in check every turbulent thing that's going on in the lives of the people of God.
Uh-huh.
And I speak victory prophetically over every life in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so Lord, we thank you.
Yes,
and we
God.
Praise you,
you
for the power
you.
That is being made manifest.
Amen.
In the middle of our turbulence.
Amen.
And we receive your peace. And we receive, oh God, the fact that you are putting every problem in check.
Jesus.
And we're walking, oh God, with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Even in the middle of the storm. So, Lord, release your blessings over every life. Release breakthrough over every life. Move ahead of us in every situation. And, God, we thank you. And we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. We thank God for praise the name of the earth. Amen. When you're touching the truth of us, hallelujah, as that word was prophetically preached over our lives, that everything is really going to be all right in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for reminding me that everything is really going to be all right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, I give God praise for that word.
Yes, Lord.
What an in-season word. As she said, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. We're still in the midst of this pressure. And amen, I don't know what it's done to your finances. I don't know what it's done to your family. I don't know what it's done to, as Pastor said, our way of living has drastically changed. But whatever it is, she said, God's about to check it. Hallelujah. 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 She said, God is about to check that thing.
Yes.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we're about to go into giving, but, you know, when she talked about checking, I thought about Pastor when we were younger, they said, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
And I thought about that when God began to check stuff, it's so that we won't be wrecked. Amen.
God.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
What's the time to give people God in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We're not going to hold you long on this holiday weekend, but we want to give you opportunity to honor God with your tithes and your offerings in the name of Jesus. We are a Bible-believing church, and the Bible speaks on the tithing, and the tithe is a tenth of all of your increase. The Bible says, bring that tithe into my church, into my house, that there may be resources into my building.
Yes.
And prove me not, this is God's word,
yes,
that I will not open up the windows of heaven and give you a blessing too much for you to receive.
Yes, God.
So when you tithe, you're giving this church resources that we can be a blessing, amen, to those who look to this church to be a blessing too. Not only that, God says, if you honor me with that, I'm going to give back to you something that, amen, will not be taken away from you called blessing.
Yes.
That's opportunity, that's prosperity, that's health,
yes,
that's
God.
Longevity,
yes,
amen,
yes,
that's
Lord.
Fruit in the
yes,
name of your life,
yes,
that's
God.
Abundance. It's unlimited when you become that tither, when you honor God with your money, amen, God is going to show you. He said, put me to the test on this, that I will prove myself to you. Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You know, even as I talk about giving today, and we're about to go and show you your way to give, Pastor, God reminded me that life is full of cycles. And he told me that every cycle is not bad.
Yes.
Pastor talked about today how the enemy tried to remind us of those bad things and bring it back to us that we can feel bad today. And God, she said, that curse is broken. Amen. That curse today has been broken off your life, where those feelings and that condemnation no longer will control you. So those are the bad cycles. And even as I'm speaking, I believe that the cycle of poverty is being broken off of your life. The cycle of poverty and lack, the cycle of struggle, I believe that God is breaking that thing off of you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
As you honor God today in your giving, hallelujah, I believe that God is going to open up the floodgates of heaven and pour you out a blessing, so much so that your life will radically be changed in the area of money, in the mighty name of Jesus. So during this pandemic, again, the records are off the chart with unemployment and things being just kind of chaotic. When we honor God with Bible principles, not only will he sustain us in these times of famine, but God is going to bring us out better than how he brought us into this thing,
yes, yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So if you're looking for a job, if you need housing in an apartment, possibly you wanted to close on a house this year, it's still possible with God. Pastor said you're going to get to the other side.
Yes.
If that other side is closing on a home, if that other side for you is a new job, if that other side for you is having financial stability, I believe, like Pastor told us today, you will get there. Amen?
Yes, amen.
So a tithe is a tenth. A seed or an offering is that which is above the tithe and offering, the tithe. That seed is like, God, I just thank you that I have
come
a job
on,
to
on,
go
come
to.
On, come on.
God, I thank you,
yes,
that my business is still open. God, I just thank you for this fixed income. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, that I receive my pension. I receive my retirement fund. God, I thank you that the SSI is still given to me. I thank you, Lord, for the disability check. Whatever your source of income is, God says, honor me with the seed. Honor me as you give an offering on top of your tithe. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I tell you, I've been on my job for over 3 decades, and my family will tell you, I tell them I give God praise. Because I'm considered that essential worker.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
through all the time of the pandemic, I had to go to work every single day. Because in my line of work, we're called essential workers in the package industry. And I thank God because he continues to allow me to supply for my family needs.
Amen. Amen,
so,
Pastor.
Our Cash App is $MCCMChurch, the symbol of the MCCM Church. Amen?
Amen.
And then our online, you can go to the online computer, your online, our online site is nccmonline.org.
Amen.
You'll find the giving there, but you'll find other ways that you can hear our prayer and our word Wednesday, even the word that you heard today, that you can go and retrieve that message if you need to hear this word again. But sometimes we got to be reminded. The disciples were asked, how could it be that I'm talking to you about mustard seed, and how could now you have no faith? So sometimes, Pastor said in that word, we got to keep hearing it over and over
Amen.
And over.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank God for all of you who tuned into New Creation Church today.
Yes.
That word stirred up your faith. That word encouraged you. that no matter what the storm, God's going to get you through. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
So
yes.
Hang in there.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to close with this, but I was out looking for food for my family on Friday night, and within an hour, there were floods everywhere. It was a thunderstorm that lasted about a solid hour.
Wow.
And I tell you, our computers and dominoes were shutting down. The lights were out. Police cars were putting up barricades. Within 1 hour, there were floods all over our township. Cars were turning around that could not get through the water. And as you are possibly in a storm today, you are reminded that it's not going to last forever.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
So honor God as you honor God in this time of giving. This church, we're going to receive those monies by faith because this is good soil, this is good ground, and I believe that God is going to bless you financially. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Praise God. Listen, if you're not saved, you need Jesus in your life. I mean, really, to make it through some of the hard times that we're making it through, the only way we're going to be able to finish this race is to have something or somebody bigger than us that will help to make us, help us to get through. And not only that, but when I said that death has no power, when we leave this earth, we as Christians believe that we get to spend eternity with God.
Amen.
So that's exciting for us. That gives us the power to say, look, death, you have no power over me. I'm not ready to leave, but I know that when I leave here, that there is another place that's even, I mean, to spend eternity in the presence of God that's even better than this. We don't rush to get there. We finish our assignment on this earth, but we know that when we leave here, we're going to a wonderful, wonderful place to spend eternity with our God. So if you're not saved, and on the other side of that, there's hell. You know, we have heaven or hell. You know, so that's why we preach the gospel. Because not just so we can have a good life here, but so that we can get to the right place when it's all over. So if you're not saved, we want to offer Jesus to you. Jesus saved us.
Amen.
I write about it in my new book, God is a Promise Keeper.
That's right.
Jesus saved us, you know, took us out of bars and clubs and drinking and drugs and women and men, women for him and men for me, and messed up mindset and began to transform our lives. So we offer Jesus to you.
Amen.
If you're not saved, we want you to believe that God loves you. God loves you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you.
Die for you.
So that you would not perish, there's that word again, so that you would not perish, but that you would have eternal life with Christ.
Amen.
You would have eternal life with God. So all you have to do to receive him is believe what I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Repent of your sin. I'm tired. Aren't you tired of living a life outside of God? Repent of your sin. That means I'm changing my mind.
Amen.
I'm turning away from what I thought was right, and I'm turning towards what God wants for my life. I'm changing my mind about the way I'm living. Repent of your sins and come to Christ today by repeating this prayer with us.
Amen. Today it starts with salvation. If you say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
come into my life.
Come into my life.
I believe God.
That
he sent you, Jesus.
That he sent you, Jesus.
To die for my sins. Now that I've been cleansed of all my sins. And washed with the word of God.
Jesus.
Come into my life.
Become my Lord.
Become my Savior.
I give my life to you today.
God,
teach me
your ways.
Teach me
your will.
Teach me
your word. And I give my life to you.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for salvation.
Amen.
It starts today with you being born again. You're a born again believer.
Yes.
You're part of the family of God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Perhaps it's as simple as that. Yes, it's as simple as that. But as a Christian, now you need to know how to get victory in your Christian walk.
Yes.
Amen. And continue to tune into this church. We teach from the Bible. We preach from the Bible. We pray on Tuesday. We teach on Wednesday night. Just showing you how you now get the victory through God. Amen. With this thing called faith that Pastor preached about today. And just talking about it, Pastor Rebecca has written a new book. God is a promise keeper.
Yes.
God is a promise keeper. Amen.
Yes.
There's some people that already read the book. The reviews have been positive and encouraging. If you have not purchased the book, you can go to Amazon. You can go to our website. You can contact our church in the name of Jesus, and we will show you how you can get a copy, amen,
yes,
of that book,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And Pastor will give you also more information on how you can be a blessing to her by giving a review once you read it, and other ways that you can purchase this new work that she has written. This is her 10th book. And I tell you, there's God in there, there's faith in there, there's encouragement in there. And during this time of pandemic, during this time of pressure, she said in her words, people are losing it. People are giving up. And it's pieces of work like this that has been written during the time of a pandemic that would encourage you to hang in there and keep it going, knowing that God will keep his promises to you. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
So I don't know if Deacon's going to pray over the tithes and offerings today, but we're going to not stay here long. Maybe you got your grills ready. Maybe you're going to a barbecue. Practice social distancing. Practice safety. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. But is Deacon there, Pastor? To God be the glory. Deacon, if you can pray over the offerings on today, we're going to release you to do that now in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, pastors. Lord, we
God
thank
bless.
You for these tithes and offerings which we have received. Lord, your word says that we keep the 90% and we give you the 10%. Lord, help us follow your will, Lord. Help us do it because we can never outgive you, Lord. We can never outgive you. Trust God, try him, and you'll see that he will supply all your needs in his time. So, God, please bless the tithes and offerings. Bless the people, Lord. You know their needs, whatever it is, whether it's financial, emotional, whether it's sickness, Lord. Put your hand on it. Bless them. Open doors that need to be opened. Close doors that need to be closed. Bless your people. Bless them mightily, Lord. Thank you, God, for that powerful word. It blessed me, and I know that it blessed many others. Bless Pastor Rebecca. She's a powerful woman of God. Bless Pastor Anthony also. Bless their family. Put a hedge of protection around them. Also supply their needs, Lord. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for keeping us during this pandemic. Because even though whatever is going on, it's going on, you're still in control. And we have to learn how to trust you and leave everything in your hands. So I pray for new creation. I pray for everybody who listened to this online, to the service. I hope you were blessed mightily. And God bless everybody. Stay safe. And we love you all. Amen.
Amen, Deacon.
Amen.
Thank God
Amen.
For you. We give God praise for your service to God in his church, and we thank God for you in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, those of you who gave, we give you praise, and we pray God's blessings upon you and
yes.
your household in the name of Jesus. We're going to go into the benediction, but let that word be an encouragement and a pillar in your life. We are in trying times. This is a hard season for us all, and we have to coexist with one another, but as you heard today, they did get to the other side, and you're not going to perish. You're not going to go under. That situation will not overwhelm you because we've been reminded today that we will get to the other side of trouble. We're going to get to the other side of pain
yes.
and problems.
Yes, yes.
We're going to get to the other
yes.
side, amen, of happiness, and we're going to come out better than we went in that thing. So hang in there. Be encouraged on today and allow Pastor Rebecca Word to be a reminder to you that everything is going to be all right. All minds clear. We're going to give the final blessing to you and your family. Lifting that right hand of authority or both hands up to God to worship. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, the all-wise God, all power, all dominion, and all authority have been given unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May the face of God shine upon you and be with you. the peace of the Lord that we heard about today, may that peace be with you forever. May that peace live in your home. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Rely on that joy during these times of problems. That joy this world did not give us, and nothing in this world can take it away. The joy of the Lord, beloved, is your strength.
Yes, yes.
That makes you strong. Give God a praise and watch your joy come back. The love of God. Your family needs the love of God. I need the love of God. And you need the love of God. It's unconditional. The Bible says it's agape, unlimited. Agape love be yours now and forever. People of God, say amen.
Amen.
Go and serve your God. Go and serve the Lord. Have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed week. We will be there next Sunday at 12:30. Tell somebody about our broadcast. There will be alert, a word from the Lord. Tag and share the broadcast. Tag and share this video with those that you know through social media. Somebody needs to hear that it's going to be okay. Amen. Somebody needs to hear that it's going to be all right. So tag and share this broadcast with those that you know, and we will see you on next Sunday. Those of you who come to Tuesday and Wednesday, we will see you then, and we love you. Goodbye. Until next time, God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you for Emily.
God bless you.
God bless. God bless New Creation. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hope you guys are doing good.
Amen. Yes, yes, we are. That was Sister Cece. I think I heard Deacon. Did I hear someone else? I'll leave that.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Pastor Anthony.
God bless. God bless our leader, Sister Cece and Deacon. God bless you guys.
Amen.
God bless you all.
I hope everybody's doing well.
We're really doing well. God is good and worthy to be praised. And we thank God for your good to see you all in service today.
Amen. I hope everybody on the prayer line is doing well.
What did you say?
I hope everybody on the prayer line is doing well today.
Yes, amen. They can hear you, and we thank God for New Creation Church as Pastor said, came to service today. We've been doing it this way, and it's been effective, and we thank God that you can still receive a word of impartation into your life. And everything is going well. Everything is good. We pray you guys had a blessed week. Is all well?
Yes.
Amen.
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 So we have Deacon Carmen. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Deacon Carmen.
We have...
God bless you, Starlita.
And you have Sister Cece on the line as well.
Birthday. I just want to give a shout out.
Tomorrow?
I'm sorry if it's loud. Yeah, I'm in the grocery store, so forgive me for the background noise. But I just want to give an early shout out for Starlita. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Well, we give God praise to Starlita. Amen. Celebrate another year of life. I mean, you're young. You're going to be here a long time. But
Starlita's birthday.
Happy early birthday. Amen.
Happy birthday to you. You don't get away without the birthday song.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, Sister Cece, you gave birth on July the 6th. I leave it July the 6th, correct?
Yes. I sure did.
Amen. Well, give God praise. And we're going to do the birthday song before we release you guys. As you said, you're out and about. And some of you have possibly plans this afternoon. We're not going to stay long. But, Pastor, let's sing happy birthday in advance.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday, Carolina. Happy birthday to you. You are a blessing. You are a blessing.
Happy birthday to you.
Well,
we hope you have a great celebration.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, so welcome, and pray you have a blessed celebration on tomorrow. Deacon is there, Pastor? God be the glory.
Yeah, Deacon, you still here?
Yeah, I was choking on something.
Okay. Hope you're okay.
You okay? You sound like you're choking.
Yeah, I know. Yvette and Jessica came running to me. I'm okay. I'll be okay.
You're right. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless your name. Bless you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we open up her vocal cords, oh God. In the name of Jesus, her passages, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bind up every evil spirit, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you don't have to try to talk through it. We okay. We hear you.
Yeah.
You don't even try to talk through it. We believe just
right.
Get
yeah, we're going
to
leave now.
We're going to leave now.
Happy 4th of July.
The rest of the weekend, yes.
Yvette and Jessica, God bless you. Both for telling we both said God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
And, is that Yvette?
No, that's Jay. It's me.
Jay. Hey, Jay. That's my baby. Hi, Jay. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Okay.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good. Hi, Pastor Anthony.
Hello. Hello. Praise God for you. Give God praise for you. You had a little experience with the hospital already, huh? As far as working there?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too much, but I got a taste of everything that's going on.
Well, praise God. Praise God. You have a bright future ahead of you. We're so proud of you.
Yes, we sure are. And I would love to chat with you.
Okay.
God okay, so when you get some free time.
God bless you, Jay. God bless you, too. Stay safe.
Yeah.
Amen.
You, too. Thank you.
Well, praise God.
Hey, Jay.
Hey. Hey, Jay, sweetheart. It's good to hear your voice.
She didn't hear you, Cece.
No problem. Jay, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
It's good to hear your voice, sweetheart. I hope you're staying safe out there.
It's good to hear yours, too. Stay well.
Thank you.
All right, family. Well, listen, you all stay safe. Cece, did I hear you say you were having a party?
Something like that. I'm in the grocery store now.
Okay.
Well, y'all enjoy. Stay safe.
Well, celebrate. You all stay safe. We didn't light the grill yesterday. We probably will light it a little bit today. We're not having any company, though, but maybe the kids will come by. But stay
yes.
safe and enjoy this day, this beautiful day, okay?
Thank you so much. And you guys do the same. We love you.
All right. We love you guys.
Bless you. It's a hot day here in Jersey. Have a blessed day.
Yes,
God bless
is.
You. Love you.
Love you.
All right. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Happy birthday. Bye.